Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh. You and me, man.
That's what? About as bad a text as you can get during the break.
Tell the people what it read.
Bad a text as I can get.
Ice Cube, it ain't a good day when you get that
text.
It's
about five words. I think we need an exterminator.
Oh, boy.
Good thing we got ATCO Pest Control. Yeah. Where's Billy?
I shot you his number.
Billy, I need you.
We can really put the rat on the table. Maybe hopefully it's some mice. Hopefully it's mouse.
It doesn't matter. It does.
I just had a friend come in the studio and say he was at home, had a mouse. It was so brave. Came to the middle of the living room, just stared at him.
Yeah, but he's not afraid of him.
I'll jump on the couch.
I'm afraid of him. That's my kryptonite. I'm afraid of him.
I'm so upset.
Not afraid of him.
I'm afraid of him.
I just can't stand. Oh.
They're poisonous.
Well, they're not. But I get you.
I get you. Oh my God. Rats.
510 Goo. Channeling.
I'm good now.
Channeling his inner guru on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Our guy Zucci saying lots of lemon booty out there, if you ask me.
Well,
and the Warriors are susceptible to that too.
Okay,
apparently.
Again, this is my guy, the Moody airball. Shouldn't be able to airball that shot. You were that close.
The floater.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Is that what it was?
They hung him out to dry on his two threes that he missed.
I've been hearing a lot of the grenade talk.
They hung Moses Moody out to dry.
Oh, well, the
both
shot
those
clock.
Possessions.
I got you. I got you.
Exactly.
But how many times did we see guys Jimmy do his fadeaway and they're blocking it? That's what it's like. Me against my sons. Like, dude, you're getting older. When that happens, Donnie, I saw that and I'm like, oh, it's not a good sign.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game three coming right at you tomorrow night, 5:30 Chase Center. You will have Warriors live at 4:30. Warriors got to figure out a way to try to win a game.
Man.
Ideally tomorrow. And they're going to have to do it without Steph Curry. And that's
he was right there. He had to coach. He had to calm Draymond down.
I guess what I'm wondering is, can the Warriors win this series without Steph Curry? Yes. But it's going to be so hard without him. And I feel like, I don't know if it's people aren't giving Minnesota respect or enough, or people have outsized expectations of some of the Warriors' role players. But it was a game two. They had a game. Minnesota came out and blew them out without Steph Curry. And I guess I'm a little surprised that it's so doom and gloom, even though I get it, Curry's out. They might have gotten beaten by 30 if Curry played in this series, game.
The way
some series sometimes go.
And again, the right on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is, if you're into this, let's be honest, Donnie, let's talk about it. With a healthy Steph Curry, this team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, were heavily favored. So now you take him, all-time great, off the team. You know, I'm sorry if I can't muster up. I'm trying to be Bob, you know, and hope. But, man, until I see it, like tomorrow, I don't know what to expect.
In fairness, you saw it for three quarters in game one without Steph. They were up 10. And they ended up winning by about 10.
With an all-time offensive turd from Minnesota that we may never see again. And what if they come in here to the Bay on the road, us Tupac, us against the world, and play like normal? Like, I feel like Ant could score 40 and they can lose.
Let me ask you this. If the Warriors don't have Steph Curry and both teams play quote-unquote normal, who's going to win the
Minnesota
series? So the Warriors have to do something.
Do you feel that's the right answer? Like, how would you answer that? Well, Vegas, we are.
It would be of course. Yeah. I mean, it would be of course. But this series is now about, can you somehow scrounge up a win tomorrow? Win tomorrow, then all of a sudden everything changes because then the possibility of Curry.
Didn't Shams have something on Curry?
He's definitely not playing game five.
So the earliest would be, we would hope,
would be Sunday, a week from tomorrow, game 6. Game 6.
Well, let's focus about tomorrow. I got you. Yeah. I asked you.
So they got to win a game to get it to a game 6.
Yep.
But you know what? The Timberwolves have to win another game to get it to a 6 also. Let's go to Xavier in Oakland. What's up, Xavier? How you doing?
The town.
Oh, good afternoon, Guru. Good afternoon, Spanny.
Hey.
All right. All right, so here we go, man. We got to start JK. I think he got his mojo back. We have to bench number 2. I think he showed us the playoffs are getting to him. He needs to come up the bench, a 6-man. I think it's time. Bring Jimmy needs to be the primary ball handler. Draymond the secondary ball handler. With Buddy and Post. And Post is interchangeable with, honestly, if you want to go with Brute, you know, Bronze, you can go Loon. But if you want to go Young Legs, I like TJD because he did show promise as well with this team. They just match up pretty good. Again, I've already said this, you know, with like a couple games left in the season that, you know, number 2 needs to, you know, get benched. But Kerr got petty and benched JK for the rest of the season. But that's fine. No here, no there. Moody, yo, you guys, like I keep saying, he's our POA. He's using all his energy on defense. I mean, yeah, he had a couple hot potatoes, you know, like, yeah, that floater was – I felt he should have just jammed it on Randall, honestly. I thought he was going to be aggressive, but – again, I feel like when you have tired legs playing, you're all out on defense, I feel like you should get a pass. Everyone should chill out on Moody, bro. He's literally on defense. And with that being said, again, at the same token, if JK has his mojo back, we should literally just start JK.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, he's still a lottery pick. I'm going to keep saying this again. He was our 7th pick for a reason. I mean, that's all I got to say, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. Let's go, Warriors. We like I said, again, before game one, I said, I don't know why we're even tripping, like, about the Timberwolves. Like, we got it. And, like, at the beginning of the game, Curry already had 13 points. I don't want Curry to come back to the series. I know I'm talking, but I don't want him to come back to the series because Hammy can get tricky. It can go to the calf, and, you know, I want to – well, I feel like he should just wait.
All right.
Look it out. If we lose, we lose.
Wait for what?
Wait to see if we get one at home. If we get one at home, then think about coming back game 5 or game 6. I want to come back game 6.
All right. Gotcha.
But if we lose, we lose. Let's just keep Curry healthy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
And I'm going to shock you, Stoney, by Captain Obvious. I can do it with the best of them. He is your franchise, so you can't play with this. You get me?
That I agree with.
I'm being serious here.
That's why
I think there were tears and him saying, even if I thought about it, that's when you're like, you ain't close. I could be wrong.
No, I think the Warriors are prepared to play the whole series without him.
Great.
So,
all right, can I ask you a question?
Of course. Of course.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
We ain't even mentioned his payday.
I know.
We got mice running around and I'm yelling. So it's not the best one. But listen, I'm being real with what I'm about to ask you and the listeners. What has TJD done to basically become an artifact right. up until yesterday. Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on, let me just add one more caveat to it. You cannot front and sit here and tell me, not for a day or a show, at any point in his young career, that we're like, the youngster's got something. And I'll wait for your rebuttal. I'm just asking you, what has he done to constitute, to be an artifact and now have to be dusted off? I don't think it's a good look. And I'm gonna add Kuminga to that too.
Well, I mean, I think if you do the math, that you can't play 12 guys. And the bottom line is, when Jimmy Butler got to this team, they went 30-10 and they made the playoffs, doing it the way they were doing it. And they won in the first round, doing it the way they were doing it. And now they've got a big injury to Steph Curry, and they unfortunately have to figure out now the best way to beat Minnesota. Okay, we got to have some athleticism. Well, guess what? That's not good for Quentin Post, and it's probably not great for Looney, but it might be good for Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga. So I fully expect they will play, and they'll be given minutes on Saturday. I mean, Steve Kerr all but said it when he said, we saw some really good things out of Kuminga and TJD. Now, if you're going to tell me that, but Steiny, they've been on ice for 3-4 weeks and now you need them, I'll agree with you. You're right. You're right. They have been on ice. But that's the conditions they got to deal with. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's go to, Schleprock.
Our man.
What's up, Schleprock? How you doing?
He came to the gig.
What's going on? Good morning to you guys. Hey, let me ask you this, Steiny.
Okay.
Who's been the Warriors' best player this season?
Curry.
Okay, right. You got that. Guru. Who has been the Warriors' best player throughout the playoffs up until the hamstring?
Curry.
Okay, you got that right. So when you lose your best player, your second best player, I'm just going to assume is Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler has to do Steph Curry-like things, but guess what? Jimmy Butler doesn't do Steph Curry-like things. So it's inherent up to the other players to play at the best of their abilities every time they get out on that hardwood floor, and that's not happening. Moody is basically a catch-and-shoot guy. He's not catching and shooting, and he's one of your three-point guys. Post, catch-and-shoot guy, one of your three-point makers. He's not making three-pointers. So when you have that dynamic, it's stacked up against you, but here's the clincher, though. They've played two games, and both of them have a win. So I'm saying this to say this. Both of these teams still have a chance to win the playoffs, and both of these teams still have a chance to lose in these playoffs, and that's how I'm going to go forward. What do you think of that, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look at it that way.
I'm mad at
Schleprock. I mean, let's say there's an offensive pecking order of Curry, Butler, and I'm not putting Kuminga in there yet because he wasn't their third scoring option the last month or two. Who was their third leading scorer? Let's just say Hield.
All right.
Buddy Hield. Okay? So now you got no Curry. That means Butler's your number one scoring option.
Yep.
Now you got to dust off Kuminga and ask him to be your number two scoring option.
Well,
he hasn't played in a month.
Okay.
And then Hield again. Like,
but he was your, I know you don't, for the sake of this exercise, Kuminga naturally was your third leading scorer until you told him you hit the pause button on him.
Well, until they got Jimmy Butler. Everything changed. He was hurt and they got Butler and everything changed.
I can't argue.
And again, Gu, like seriously, if you want to say, well, it was Kerr's job to keep Kuminga engaged, I can't fight you on that. I can't fight you on that.
But if you ask McDaniel or Anthony Edwards or even Randall or your guy Finchie, I don't even know if they're in town yet, Steiny, who scares you with the ball in their hands, Buddy Hield or Kuminga, I got the answer. And every other of the third 29 other teams would answer, Steiny, 28, Jonathan Kuminga, he's got some gifts. I'm not saying he's perfect or not flawed. Steiny, he puts pressure on the rim. How about we build, it's over now, build him up and let him breathe. And we take, we do what we're doing with Pods. We do what we're doing with Moody. And I'm starting to think, Steiny, has that just been the theme of this year from Warrior fans? It's not just about TJD and Kuminga being out of the lineup. It's just about watching others maybe make errors and still be given rope. And in these two guys' cases, it's like sink or swim.
Well,
just a thought. I'm just watching my TV like, man.
I kind of look at every series differently as its own new thing. And they beat Houston, so now they're playing the Timberwolves. And the first two games, they felt each other out. And now you start playing the guys who you think give you the biggest advantage. And it very well may be Trayce Jackson-Davis and Jonathan Kuminga. It might be.
I got to run this by you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
And I'm going to be a true blue, mm-hmm. real as I can possibly be, like I do every day with you. And I just, Austin in San Jose, he hadn't even wrote anything this morning. He has, but this is not about that. He's often called and he said, our young players, we overestimate them, or I overestimate our young players. And Steiny, I think I'm somewhat emotional right now because we saw against the Rockets and I think we're seeing against Houston.
Minnesota.
I gave our young players, including Moody and Pods, on their best day. And Guy Santos, the ideals and the possibilities in post. But now I'm doubling back to where, can I really question Dre? Can I really question Jimmy? And Curry's out. Maybe I overestimated the youngsters being able to inflict or impose their will on this stage. What? And it goes back to Austin and San
You're
Jose.
Or, role players to exert
no,
their will?
No, how good are our young players? Maybe they're okay, but I overestimated them.
Goo.
I think that's on the table, and I'm having a problem dealing with it.
Goo, I love you. Think about it. The Houston Rockets took the Warriors to 7 games. They played 4 players who were 23 and under. Core players, frontline players. We're talking about young role players. Secondarily, let's go to the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards is 23. Jaden McDaniels is young as hell. I think Naz Reid is 25. But those are frontline young players. Unfortunately, the Warriors' frontline players are role players, whether that's because that's all they are or whether that's because they've been held down.
Right.
It doesn't matter at this point.
And they're okay, Steiny. I'm not saying they're bad, but now I'm seeing maybe what Austins of the world were saying when it's a team game and you got to rely. And those guys had such a great season, Pods, Moody, Post. Like, I bought into that, and I'm not saying it's over, but the reality is, you're right, it is a different season in the offs.
From the YouTube chat, Saad Boozy or something like that. Steiny, we have Jonathan Kuminga, 22 years old. Exactly, that's my point. You have Kuminga.
Who is not chopped liver.
No, but he's not a frontline player. Not this season, he hasn't been. Again, even if it's not his fault, unfortunately, now you got to ask him to be a frontline player.
Wow.
Well, guess what? That's going to be hard if he hasn't done it since midseason. And yeah, I am putting Pods. I will do it. Pods, Post, Kuminga, Moody, and then you go to the Houston Rockets. Well, they got Şengün, Thompson, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., Minnesota. They have Edwards. I mean, that's going to We'll deal with that after Curry's gone. But I don't like that.
I'm not mad at anybody, Steiny. I'm disappointed in Jimmy Butler, though. I am, if it doesn't change tomorrow.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's point out some good things. Series even. Warriors have home court advantage right now.
I like it.
Game three tomorrow, 5:30.
I'm checking the uniforms right now. Keep going.
Just win a game tomorrow. Right. Can you win the game tomorrow somehow, some way?
Can they score 110 points?
It's going to be hard. If you want to say they're not as good defensively as Houston, I'm not going to argue with you, but they are pretty good defensively.
They are no punks. I sign off on that.
And again, without Steph Curry.
Oh. It's the pregnancy offense, Donnie. It's just the labor, man.
It is. And, now they need to kind of pull a rabbit out of a hat. And the rabbit is Kuminga. I mean, there's no one else but Kuminga it can be at this point.
Now, what about Jimmy saying him and Kuminga all of a sudden can cook?
Yeah. Remember? Take a listen. Hold on. Here, Jimmy.
I mean, he's a great basketball player. I can play with anybody. He can play with anybody. It's all about playing basketball the right way. That's all it is. Attack to score, attack to pass. You just make the right play over and over and over again every single time, no matter who you're out there with. Just play basketball the right way, and me and JK could thrive, can, and will thrive together on the basketball floor.
Now, I love that, but what if we could, the convention, I thought they couldn't play.
Steve Kerr said that. Steve Kerr said they weren't very good together. I mean, that's on the record. So they're going to have to do something that's maybe Steve Kerr doesn't believe in.
Man.
You know?
Give me some other good.
All right.
Pat Spencer?
Not last night.
I know. Did we jinx him?
I'll tell you. Okay,
you're giving him nicknames.
I got a lot of positives. Yeah. You're going to think I'm crazy.
We love you, Pat. Give me some good news, damn it.
All right.
Hurry up.
I said this to
Evan.
Yeah.
On a private line.
No. I thought last night was actually a testament to the Warriors' professionalism. Because I do believe that how you finish a game that you're not competitive in is important. It's about a standard. It's about a culture, if you want to go there. It's about setting some kind of bar that you have to clear to be a Golden State Warrior. And I thought on a night like last night, he used however many guys he used.
Okay.
I thought they played as hard as they could possibly play. And I'm telling you, in a game like that, if you're getting blown out, what's the difference between getting blown out by 20 and getting blown out by 40? The difference is getting blown out by 20 as opposed to getting blown out by 40. These guys hung in there as well as they could. There were a lot of guys getting experience that never, I bet a bunch of guys played their biggest minutes of the postseason. And no, they didn't win the game, but
it's a playoff game, though, Stoney. Isn't that the standard?
Not for guys who don't play in the playoffs. You can't expect a guy to just go out there in his first playoff game and play in big minutes and not struggle. And so I just feel like
that was a win.
Not a win. Of course it wasn't a win.
For Kuminga and TJD, let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo.
No, it wasn't a win for them. It was just experience.
Like that's who you just described.
Yeah, it's experience. They got experience last night, and they played hard. Kuminga came out after being on ice for a month, and he was engaged. He wasn't sulking. You know, these guys came in, and they're playing hard. They went up against Minnesota's first unit for the most time, for most of the time. And you do realize that if they don't have Steph Curry, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble.
Right.
Okay.
They're in bigger trouble than I thought, though.
Okay.
That can change if Jimmy is going to be more engaged offensively.
Yeah.
And Draymond wasn't hitting his three. Not that that was key to the game, but it's kind of nice when he is. But, yeah. I can't wait to. I have no idea what Warrior team we're going to see tomorrow, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
It
can't be good.
Yeah, I I actually have here.
We'll see.
I actually have my second, one of my points. Yeah. This is kind of why Steve Kerr to me is a great coach. Believe it or not, is because of a game like last night. He has everybody
going
on that.
14 deep.
No, just, I mean, his strategy was, I got to figure out a way to win some games in this series, but I don't even know how at this point. So he played a game last night. They lost it. And now he probably believes he's got a better sense of the way they're going to have to do it, which is going to be different than they've ever done it. And
so that's why you're telling me ease up on losing Curry, ease up on everybody.
I'm saying ease up on the loss last night. I'm not telling you not to worry that Steph Curry's not playing. I mean, in fact, I think most people are, again, I'm flummoxed. It's Steph Curry. You've run an offense around him for 15 years, and it's a unique offense. And now he's gone. So, I don't know. Everybody who played in that game played hard. They're trying to do the right thing. They all defended. And they just, Minnesota was better last night. Mm-hmm. And they had better players last night, and the better players played better than your better players.
There it is.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they lose game two. They are still even in this series, one game apiece, and they're coming back to chase tomorrow. Without Steph Curry, it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But can they win a game without Steph Curry? I mean, they've gone 9-3 with him before last night in the playoffs. I get it, different circumstances. But it is different without Steph Curry, particularly because now you don't have Klay and Draymond. I mean, you have Draymond, but you know they were more equipped to play without Steph than they are now, if for no other reason than Klay had played without Steph for long stretches during his career. And Jimmy Butler's just getting to know this Warriors team. All right, what do we got here? We got what's coming up in the game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This ambitions of a rider, Steiny. Tupac. Oh, one of his best tracks. Yeah, game tight. We lost. I can't be in no good mood.
Somebody on the Boxer and Gerson saying, snap out of it. It's a beautiful day.
I just want to go home.
Well, I feel you, Dre.
All right, so I got to share something with you, and I haven't shared it with Goo yet. Last night, Goo sent me a text about the late first quarter. Get Gobert out of there.
Oh, yeah, right. I was like, hold on, be careful, yeah.
Okay, so I know you're going to
say... His hands are the worst.
I know you're going to say that I'm just doing this. I actually saw last night why he's a factor. And it was in a game like last night.
You're
trying to run guys off the three-point line, and he is sitting in there, and he's a problem. Like, he affects plays that he's not even in because you don't consider driving to the basket. And listen, here's the other thing. I know everybody, again, there were two plays last night. What? Butler getting a three-point play over him, and then Kuminga driving baseline and getting a dunk on him. And everybody will laugh, and everybody will say, see, Gobert gets used like a bar of soap. But what you don't see is that one of the reasons that the Warriors are hesitant is because a lot of their drives are taken away, because even if they beat their man, they're going to have to just stop in the lane and kick it out.
You got me thinking of Jimmy.
Exactly. Now, he went up one time and got a three-point play.
Yeah, he sure did.
But other than that,
I hear what you're saying, man.
But how many times did the Warriors have a drive last night that resulted in a pretty easy bucket with Gobert in the game? And that's the other problem the Warriors have, is they're playing a more athletic team that can really push up on the perimeter. And they can dare you to drive by him and make a play on Gobert.
He's not Anthony Davis, but he could be Anthony Davis light on that end, is what you're telling me.
I mean,
I hadn't even picked that up.
I do think he's a deterrent. Mm. Like, he takes a little of your aggressiveness to drive off the table. I mean, he has terrible hands. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He has terrible hands.
But on the defensive side of the ball, Steiny, he's got these warrior pods, everybody looking like he's lurking.
I mean, I can completely see why they moved Karl Anthony Towns and not Gobert.
Mm.
Because with the athletes these guys, the Timberwolves have, they can try to defend as hard as they possibly can on the perimeter, gamble a little bit, because he's just sitting back there.
Yeah.
And
he's big. And he's Post tall. Ain't bringing him out. They tried to star Post. I was shocked. I left here. I don't know why I'm shocked, but I didn't have him on my bingo card. But Kerr went to him, standing. They couldn't lure him out there.
And in fairness, that's why Kuminga's going to play. Because of all the Warrior players, Kuminga might be the guy who can get into the lane and make something happen against Gobert.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Modesto. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Dave in Modesto.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Your guys' show sucks.
Oh. Didn't Dave do that before?
Yeah, but it didn't even finish. It's like...
What's that Beck song?
Now, why would you ask me?
I'm a loser, baby.
Now, I like that.
So
I'm familiar
why don't
with
you?
It. My song is...
I'm a loser, babe. That's a good song.
Who sings this one?
Beck. Oh.
Free Fall.
Tom Petty.
Oh, we used to drink to that song, man. Things are going good.
Did you ever hear, I think it's Florida State, which is Tallahassee, Florida State?
Yeah.
At Florida State, at halftime of their football games, they sing Petty's Don't Back Down, and like the whole stadium sings it. You know, I won't back down.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, my God. It is unbelievable.
Don't back down.
Tom Petty from Tallahassee, the late Tom Petty. And
oh, man.
It is incredible because everybody knows the words to it, and the whole stadium sings it. And it kind of gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they did it. And after he passed, the first game they did it, goosebumps.
Oh, man, yeah, I got to check that one out. You know what a pip is, right? Because you ain't worked too much. A pip.
P-I-P?
Yeah. Or like in corporate world, pip. Like, Steiner, you're on a pip.
Nope, I don't.
A performance improvement plan. So you got 90 days to get it together.
Okay.
So I worked in sales, and many friends have been fired, and we go to the bar and play Tom Petty. It's like, I wish you luck, Jack, but we just play that song. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Next time...
I've never been on one.
The next time Dan Dibley or I get fired or laid off or retire, you can meet us at the Graduate on the Oakland-Berkeley border.
The Graduate.
For whatever reason.
It's coming, Steiny.
For whatever reason, when I got fired, he's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I'm just going to the Graduate. And then when he got fired shortly after... I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. He goes, yeah, I'll see you at the Graduate.
Hey, when they walked you in, did they use the word fired or just they say this your last? Or did they put, you know, make it fancy, but they didn't use the word you're fired?
It's a great question.
Hyper. Can you remember? It was like, you know what? Hey, you guys had a good run, but we're doing something different. Or did the F word come out, you're fired?
I don't think it was you're fired. I think it's like we're going
in
a different
direction. I've been let go in my day.
I think it was the old we're going in a different direction.
You're worthless.
I think it might be Florida, not Florida State, 707.
The Gators.
On the Boxer and Gerson work injuries attorney.
Teddy died, passed away at only 66. That's young.
I know.
Damn, RIP.
One of the greats. Yep. Let's go to Paul in San Francisco. Hey, Paul.
Hey. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. So, you know, I was just calling about the game last night. That was an expectation. They were going to lose. You know, if they took that, the series is over. We got a series. You know, you're going to see playoff Jimmy, playoff Buddy, playoff Gary. You know, it'll be great. And, you know, the other thing I just want to talk about is, again, with Draymond Green, you know, if everybody, you know, they keep saying he's got to calm down and he's got to be able to play like, you know, control his emotions. That's what he gets paid for. Bring that energy and have those emotions. You know, and if he didn't have that, then everybody's complaining about that. No one gets happy about very much. So that's just my take. I think these guys, you know, it's rough without Curry, but they won without Curry. So I'm all in that. And a special shout-out to my cousin by marriage, Nate, who's listening as well.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Nate.
Trying to think some other stuff I just took down. Okay. So they mic up players, right?
It's the best.
No, it's not.
Conley was mic'd up yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. And so they mic up Mike Conley, okay?
Oh!
And they mic him up, and he shoots a three.
I see it.
It goes in. He says nothing. All you hear is the crowd noise.
Right.
And then Randall makes a play and gets fouled. And you hear Conley saying "and one." Meanwhile, when he steals it from Buddy Hield and they get a 24-second violation, he is absolutely screaming something at the bench and to the crowd. Nope, can't play that. I want to know what he said then.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to know what he said after he got that stop and he was all wound up.
Let ABC know.
No, but that's what they do. They parse it. They edit it. All right. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony? Uh-oh, the graduate is closed. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
All right, Tony. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good. Hey, so I just want to call in, man, just to chime in on the game. So I had a feeling we were going to lose, but... Man, I'm going to have to revoke their name I gave them, man. We're looking like the Bucket Brothers. They're looking like the Garbage Brothers, man. I mean, Buddy was just chucking up threes. He looked like it was a grenade. He just had to let it go like John Morant. So I don't know what he was doing. I mean, I had a feeling we were going to lose. But, man, I got one thing to say to Jimmy Butler. Man, when you come back to the Bay, you got to swallow that joy, and you got to give us 30 and go for a triple-double. I don't see what's going on with the guy. Now, I know he's banged up. He's got that butt contusion or whatever
pelvic,
it is.
Pelvic contusion.
But, yeah, that pelvic contusion. But, man, I understand you weren't having joy being the one in Miami, so we brought you over here. You got paid, you know, because everywhere he goes, that's always been the big thing, right, is that he's not getting paid the money that he deserves. So you got paid. You got the money that you deserve for the next 2 years, and our captain goes down. So now you got to step up. Now you're the one. You got to swallow that joy. You got to give us 30, and you got to go for a triple-double. And one last thing, Gru, I completely agree with you, man. I mean, I understand we love Draymond. We love the passion that he brings on the court. And, yeah, these fans call in, and they say, you know, that's what got him to the league. But eventually, at a certain point, man, you got to just swallow your pride, bro. I mean, you got to have control over your own body. You don't just flail your arms and hit people in the faces like, oh, I didn't see their face right there. You know, like, you got to learn how to control that. Because once Daddy goes down, when Daddy Curry's not in the game, he's quick to just want to be on the bench and start biting his fingernails. Like, what is that, bro? You got to be a professional. You swear up and down you're a captain of this team. Be a captain and keep playing the game like it should be played. All right, guys, have a good one.
He don't want to play when Steph's not. I thought he was trying to get run.
The hardest core Warrior fan has to acknowledge there's something about Draymond when he doesn't have Steph.
Right.
Even the hardest core Warrior fan is asking that question. And on any other night, he would have gotten run last night.
I don't even know, because there's a double standard for him. So it's like they're afraid of him. They let him. They give him the leeway. And I got to say this to you. This is just me. I'm not Mother Teresa, nor am I Martin Luther King, and I'm not perfect. But miss me with the athlete that is strong and built like Draymond Green in the face of older refs. It's like you're not. It's a conversation. One, you're yelling at him. Two, you were wrong. But three, just the optics of it, I don't like seeing it. Like, just let the old men go and do their job, Dre. Come on. And you're wrong. That's just me, man.
Well, what kind of puzzles me is, so they They call a foul on Naz Reid.
It was a foul, Dre. Right. They had right. your back, Dre. It's, go ahead.
Then he flails.
When did that start and happening?
And then they go to review, and they give him a technical foul on review. Why is he in the ref's face on the court when New York took a look at it?
When you get the answer, let your boy know.
I don't understand.
I mean, with vengeance.
And maybe he thought he shouldn't have gotten a T in the first place, and if they would have let it go, they wouldn't have even had to go to New York, and that's why I'm mad at you guys on the court. But, hell,
even what about Steph? He's probably looking like, dude, you had me in tears in Orlando. You can't let the team down. And again, I know I'm being a one-trick pony here, Stoney, but this thing just has me going. Do you have a problem with a regular guy like myself going back to Saturday night in Houston where Draymond Green stood up and shared with the world he told his team he let him down and he had lost his emotions? So now a couple days later, you're doing the same thing and they didn't run you. But then you played a race card at the end. Okay.
I mean, I wish I could say it's surprising.
Got it.
I wish I could say, boy, he hasn't done that before. But
got a new contract after knocking your young teammate in the face. Okay, I won't even bring that up.
Well, you did.
Ran Durant off. I won't bring that up. Got suspended in the 16 finals, cost him the finals. Got suspended last year, cost him the playoffs. I won't bring that. You got to take accountability, man. And I know he's smart and successful, but Draymond, you're losing the battle of controlling your emotions, even when you're having a conversation with refs that are in their 70s or late 60s. Why are you screaming at him like you're about to do something to him? Especially, Stoney, when you're in the wrong.
Well, this to me, I mean, this is the deal you made. You know, I
don't Draymond wanna, being Draymond, okay.
I don't want to say, you know, you made a deal with the devil with Draymond.
No,
you made a deal with Draymond and you went in with your eyes open and you know he was, you know, getting older and he's always been, a volatile player. It's not like they signed him and didn't know what they were getting, so.
He had to come out the game.
Yeah,
he had to. Kerr said I had to take him out the game.
To preserve more technicals for down the line.
And I'm being real with you, since we're having a conversation, when did the flailing start? I know he hit Nurkic. Is that when the flail? Draymond, we're not dumb. I played pickup ball. Don't tell me that's an accident when you do the exorcist thing and, oh, by the way, I catch you with an open hand. Come on, Steiny.
I mean, I thought he flailed with a kick when he did it to Adams a long time ago. I mean, they reviewed it and they called it a technical. And you better hope they don't look at that whole sequence, or they may give him another technical, which would get him to six, because he should have been ejected last night. I cannot believe what he got away with in that referee's face. And I guess good for the referee. After Draymond said, that's effing BS twice.
Man.
The ref just walked away. Good for Draymond.
And I thought they hooked him up game three. What was that? Game four here in Golden State when they gave him assessed him a flagrant and the technical so he wouldn't get two and get ran.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's go to Jimmy in Stockton. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, if Jimmy Buckets, I mean, I'm sorry. Buddy Hield.
Gotcha.
Buddy Hield. If he can learn how to dribble the ball, he can be an all-star in this league. But it's just some things will never change. Like the great Tupac Shakur says, you know, it's going to change. But two things stood out to me is the post-game commentary by, number one, by the head coach. You know, he's the head coach. I don't understand why, you know, Terry Stotts doesn't step in to do some of the talking or intervening when players are getting out of line. You know, it's just, you know, it seems like Stackhouse is doing more of that all year. But Stotts is just sitting there and looking like a booth. But basically what I'm saying is that, you know, the post-game commentary by Kerr saying, well, we're experimenting this and that. Guys, he's had 432 minutes of freaking playoff basketball. Why are there still chemistry buttons being pushed on this team? I just don't get it.
I'm with you.
Well, because – thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah,
because
when Steph doesn't play,
your chemistry goes to hell. It just does. Everything revolves around Curry. And when he's gone, it's a monster adjustment.
Hopefully one they can make happen.
All right. So, you know, Draymond Green last night basically accused the NBA of having an agenda against him, and he thinks he's unfairly treated and doesn't think he deserves some of the technicals and flagrants he gets. Brian Windhorst of ESPN was on this morning, and they were talking about Draymond's technical foul last night and then what ensued without getting a technical foul. And this is Brian Windhorst from earlier today.
Nine playoff games. He probably should have more technicals. It was a restraint showed by the referees. By the way, that's a big complaint across the league, that Draymond gets away with stuff after he commits a flagrant and after he commits a technical, and sometimes even after he gets five fouls. There's a belief that Draymond actually gets too much leeway. This is not my words. This is what people tell me. They say he gets away with too much stuff because the referees don't want to be the one who ejects him or calls a flagrant on, a second flagrant on him, because they know that there's going to be an onslaught. That's a perception of opponents out there, not necessarily my mind. He's got five.
All right. I think there's truth in that.
I mean, we see it nightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Let's go to, T and Campbell. What's up with, what's up, T? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing good. Great show, guys. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Kerr a little bit here.
All right.
Well, first of all, Steiny, the Warriors were terrible last night. I think we can say that.
Okay.
And I think the only reason the game was close is because the Wolves weren't great either.
Right.
I don't think we've seen it the best the Wolves can get, and that's a little scary. But this offense they ran, it's like this anemic offense with two-man ISO, and they post people up in the corners. It's not helping. It's not working, and it's not helping. I mean, there's a couple of possessions where I couldn't even find Kuminga on the screen of my TV. He's so far out waiting there for 20 seconds of the offense. And then these guys get these hand grenades passed to him with, what, 3 or 4 seconds left, and we expect great things from them. Like, poor Moody, what is he going to do? There's only one guy in the league who can do something with a ball behind the three-point line with 3 seconds left, and he's injured. So I don't think it's helping. I'm trying to figure out Kerr a little bit here. Either he's this genius who's smarter than everyone, or he's making some mistakes here. I don't think this offense is helping those guys' confidence in any way. And so I'm trying to figure out. I think Kerr's got to wear this, success or failure. And the other thing I was going to mention is about injuries and muscle fatigue. So these guys are wearing down their muscles, and they're, you know, getting sore, and that means you're damaging your muscles, right? And you need to recover from that. You don't start each day fresh. You know, you kind of have a buildup of damage.
All right.
And the way they played against Houston, it is the reason that Steph is injured, right? Like, his muscles were worn down. And so, you know, the summary here is Kerr is kind of running. He's playing the main guys a lot. He's not developing or not working in the bench players. And now we're kind of paying the price for it.
All right.
And
no, thanks, T. Appreciate the call. I think a lot of people share that sentiment. But
yeah, we disagreed.
It's too late now. I mean, now you got to deal with what you got to deal with. Mm. One of the things I think the Warriors are having trouble with, obviously, is if Jimmy Butler has the ball on the wing with 20 feet from the basket and Jaden McDaniels is guarding him, what should he do?
Say it again.
If Jimmy Butler catches the ball in the wing,
yeah,
and Jaden McDaniels is guarding him, what should Butler do?
Try to go by him.
Okay.
And then
he runs into Gobert.
Now I'm picturing
now
him.
Now he fakes.
Yeah.
Now he fakes. As he's faking, everybody on Minnesota now is starting to flood, meaning work their way back to the three-point line. They converged when he got in. Gobert's sitting there, or maybe they don't even converge. I'd have to look at it. He gets into the lane, but Gobert's there. Pump fake. Now kick it out. And what usually happens? He kicks it out to the three-point line. They don't have a shot off that. And then here comes, you know, Naz Reid
Now the 24 seconds, I feel like it's 8 seconds or 6.
Or Ant coming out and guarding you. And they have an athleticism advantage. So now Pods or Moody has the ball with 8 seconds left. And now they got to make a play.
Yeah.
And
good luck with that.
The reality of the situation. And even DiVincenzo. I mean, I finally saw DiVincenzo help a team when he wasn't making shots. I thought he was really good defensively. And he plays really hard. And he defends. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I see everybody on hold. And we'll get to you, obviously, on the other side. Warriors and Timberwolves, they're even. One game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow at Chase Center. 5:30 tip. 4:30 Warriors Live. And you can hear every single play of that series right here on 95.7 The Game. Let's see. Bear with me. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.